Sanhedrin Yerushalmi corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli Daf Nun Dalad. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Haba alayim chayav aleha mishum aim or mishum eshes av. If one has a relation with his mother, he's liable for his mother and for his father's wife, as we'll explain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino chayav ela mishum ha'aim bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says he's liable only for his mother. Haba al eshes av chayav aleha mishum eshes av or mishum eshes ish. Ben Mechai Aviv, Ben Acha Mifes Aviv, Ben Min Eirusin, Ben Min Amasuin. If one has a relation with his father's wife, he's liable for his father's wife and for the fact that she's a married lady, whether in the father's lifetime or after the father's death, whether she was a Rusa or Nasua to his father. Habar Kalasai Chayav Aleha Mishim Kalasai Mishim Eshes Ish, Ben Mechai Benoi, Ben Acha Mifes Benoi, Ben Min Eirusin, Ben Amasuin. If one has a relation with his daughter-in-law, he's liable for his daughter-in-law and for being a married lady, whether in the son's lifetime or after the son's death, whether she was a Rusa or a Nesua. And the Gemara says, Azora, Lavoy Alaim, Minayin, Eras, Imcha, Loisigale. The Gemara asks that, which love forbids relations with one's mother? The Pasuk says, you shall not reveal the nakedness of your mother. Kaweis, Minayin, Kikola Sheyas, Imacholatei, Voisaila, Venichusu, and Afashis, Aisois, Mekem, Ramam. What's the source for Kaweis? Says, because whoever does from any of these despicable acts, and their souls will be cut off from amongst the nation. And so, Lavoy al Eshes Av, Minayin, Ervas Eshes Avicha Lesegale, which love forbids relations with one's father's wife, it says, and the nakedness of your father's wife you shall not reveal. Kores, Minayin, Kikol Asher Yaseh, Begoimer. What's the source of Kores? Again, it's the same Pazuk, whoever does from amongst these abominable acts. Oynesh minayin, vishesh yishkav is eshes aviv, ervas aviv, gina, mois, yumsu, vzeime. What's the source for punishment, for being put to death by Beis Din? The Pasuk says, a man who shall lie with his father's wife, he has revealed the nakedness of his father, and they will be put to death. Azor aval kalasri minayin, ervas kalasra lesgala. What's the love that forbids relations with one's daughter-in-law? The Pasuk says, you shall not reveal the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. Kaweis minayin, ki kol isha sheyasim, kol isha sheyasim, kol isha sheyasim. What's the source for kaweis? The Pasuk says, whoever does from any of these abominable acts will be cut off. Oynesh minayin, the isha sheyishkav is kalasa v'goyma. What's the source for punishment by Beis Din and put to death? The Pasuk says, a man who will lie with his daughter-in-law, etc., they will be put to death. Tanisa hocha, tanisa bekrisis, nicha bekrisis, shehu may be korban, v'choyza may be korban. The Gemara that our Mishnah taught here that he's liable for his mother and his father's wife, and it was taught in Croesus. It's fine that it was taught in Croesus because he brings a korban and brings another korban. Can we say that it was taught here in Sanhedrin because he's stoned and stoned again? The father of Matanya answered that it was said regarding Hasra, warning. If they warned for Eshesav, he is killed. If they warned for his mother, he is killed. The Yisubay Mishum Eshes Ish. It should also teach that they can warn for Eshes Ish or relations with a married lady. And this is not like the question of Rabbi Yosi soon, who holds that one is never liable for his mother for Eshes Ish. And Rabbi Avin to part of the prayer. Rabbi Avin answered the case is that she is single, means her husband died. Taman taninan ubiyuda ime in the heisa imay ruuya laaviv ene chayev ela achas ha'im heisa imay ruuya laaviv chayev shtayim. The first opinion here is that there in Bavel they explain the Yehuda in our Mishnah, and he says that if his mother was not proper for his father, he's liable only once. He holds that when a love forbids relations, there's no kedushin. This implies that if his mother was proper for his father, then he's liable twice. We have all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan leshniya. The Avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, explained that whether she was proper for his father or not proper for his father, he's liable only once. And he explains Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Yochanan, Imcha hi, Mishum imoi, Atom Achaivoi, Ara Eskola Pasha Aleim. Rabbi Yochanan learns from Imcha hi, you obligate him only for his mother, the entire Pasha is attributed to his mother. Rabbi Bun Bachia asked Rabbi Zeira, why did Rabbi Yochanan mentioned he's liable for his mother and abandoned his, the case of his father's wife. Amalei dehu sava kubishmol debishmol dorash evasavicha bezocha kosam adabe. If they were answered that he holds like Rabishmol, Rabishmol expounds the phrase Elvas Avicha, the nakedness of your father, to discuss relations with a male. This verse does not discuss the father's wife, the next passage explicitly discusses it. Vein Avi Bechla Zachar, is his father not included in a male? He's Chayav Misan Koris for any male. Ella, Lechayav Shtayim, Detani, Abal Aviv, Chayav Alav Shtayim. The answer is the passage obligates two Karbonos if he was Shogeg. As a brighter teacher that one of the relations with his father is liable twice. The Nisni Shleishim Besheva increases the Torah. The Gemara for the first mission increases this 36 Averis of Karis, when father is not amongst them. It should teach 37 increases in the Torah. The Rimana Amar Kol Shem Zocha Echad. The Rimana answered that everything due to relations with a male is considered, is counted as one case. Erbeth Eishes Avicha Eishes Av Hakosa Medabe Erbeth Imcha Zu Imoi Shi Eishes Aviv The phrase Elvas Eshes Avicha, the nakedness of your father's wife, discusses the father's wife. Elvas Imecha, the nakedness of your mother, is his mother, who is his father's wife. What is also his mother, who is not his father's wife? And that's the phrase Imcha Hi Leisgale Elvasa. Ma Avad La Rabbi Akiva, should say. What does Rabbi Akiva learn from Elvas Eshes Avicha? He holds the Eves Avicha in the previous pasuk already forbids the father's wife. Patala la'achamisa, he explained the teaching about after death. Beleith, the Rabbi Yishmael Kain, does Rabbi Yishmael not hold that there is a love for her even after the husband, the father dies? Eves Avicha hi le'shnia hi ben l'chayav, should say ben la'achamisa. Eves Avicha hi, both in the father's lifetime and after death, that's the answer. Rabbi Kiva, Dorash, Elvas Avicha Veishes Av, Hakosa Medaber, Elvas Imcha, Zu Imoi Shehi Eishes Aviv, Imoi Sheina Eishes Aviv Minayin. Now we ask, Rabbi Kiva expounded that Elvas Avicha discusses the father's wife. Elvas Imecha is his mother who is his father's wife. What's the source of his mother who is not his father's wife? Imcha Hi, Leisigale Elvasa. The answer is it says, Imcha Hi, Leisigale Elvasa. Ma'abed la Rabbi Shmuel. How does Rabbi Shmuel expound this pasuk? Elvas Avicha refers to the father. There's no source to distinguish whether or not his mother is his father's wife. Patala la'achamisa, he explained this teaching about after the death of his father. Veleithlu v'ikiva kein eros avicha eros imecha ma avicha kolshu avicha ben lo'inesh ben la'azora afli imecha kolshu imecha ben lo'inesh ben la'azora. The Gemara asks that v'ikiva not hold that we need the pasuk to equate them. Eros avicha, and then it says eros imecha, just like your father, in any case, he's forbidden both for the punishment and for the love. Also, your mother, in any case, she's forbidden both for the punishment and for the love. Le mistavra de dorish ahein kvaya. Ela Rabbi Yehuda de leifle imoy shi eishes aviv soch midorish erbas avicha erbas imecha ma avicha kol shehu avicha ben oinish ben azora af imecha kol shehu imecha ben oinish ben azora. I think my answer is that earlier Rabbi Yochanan explained that Rabbi Yehuda expounds like Rabbi Shmuel, and now we retract that. It's unreasonable that he expounds like this. Rather, in our Mishnah, Yehuda does not hold that one is liable twice for his mother, who is his father's wife. He learns this from Imcha Hi. He needs to expound Eves Avicha and the Eves Imecha, just like the wife of your father. In any case, she's forbidden whether or not she is your mother, both for the punishment and for the love. Or for your mother, in any case, whether or not she is your father's wife, will be liable both for the punishment and for the love. Amir Vizera, Rabbi Zeira infers that we learn from Gzeira Shava, even if it's only on one side of it, Musna, which is written unnecessarily. Amalei Rabbi Yudan leis da pshita al Rabbi Kiva Amar Gzeira Shava afapi she'enai Musna. Rabbi Yudan objects and says we cannot infer so from the drasha of Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva learns from Gzeira Shava even if it's not Musna at all. Rabbi Yomi Aboi Habali moi mo shu chayiv alea mishim eshes ish. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks that one who had relations with his mother, is he liable for eshes ish? Ta chami ilu ba acha aleha chayiv mishim eshes ish, bena lekol shekein. What's the question? If someone else had relations with her, he's liable for eshes ish, or more so her own son. He says, Rabbi Yosi, hawe choga hawe hu chayiv alea mishim eshes av ishesei, vena ina chayiv alea mishim eshes av ishesei. Rabbi Yosi asks that we can refute this Kal v'chomer, A woman's stepson is liable for relations with her for Eshes Av, and her son is not liable Eshes Av, according to Behuda, he's only liable only for his mother. They should say Tani, Af Pashar Kol Avayas, Kain, Hamoisa Veshes Ish, Atosa Mishim Hamoisa, Talasi Veshes Ish, Atosa Mishim Talasi, Achoisa Veshes Ish, Atosa Mishum, she say Eshes Ish. The Vaisa says, also for other Avayas, such as his mother-in-law, and she is an Eshes Ish, you punish him for his mother-in-law, his daughter-in-law, and she's an Eshes Ish, you punish him for his daughter-in-law, his sister, and she's an Eshes Ish, you punish him for Eshes Ish. Mavricha Menachamua, Mekantue, Bekala, Eish Yochel, Tetani, Habal, Achoisei Chayv Alem Hashem, Achoisei Mishem Bas Eishes Oviv. You cannot evade the severe and punish him for the light, because it was taught that one who had relations with his sister and is liable for his sister, and for the daughter, he's liable for his sister, and for the daughter of his father's wife. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Oime, Habal Achoisei, Eine Chayv Aleha, Ela Mishem Shem Echad, Volvad, Vachein Habal Kalasei. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says, one had relations with his sister is liable only for one Isser, and the same applies to one had relations with his daughter-in-law. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav Yehuchanan, Asya, the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, the Shittas Rav Yehuda, Oviv, Kamad Rav Yehuda, Taifes Shem Rishon, Kin Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Taifes Shem Rishon. Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav Yehuchan, said that Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda holds like his father, Rav Yehuda, in our Mishnah. So what does Rav Yehuda obligate him? Only for the first Isser, which is Imri. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda obligates only for the first Issa. Chazar of Yirmiya, Rabbi Abol, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Leisle Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Keshitas Rabbi Yehuda Aviv, Taman Imoy, B'Lei Eshet Aviv, Chayev, Eshet Aviv, B'Lei Imoy, Chayev. And Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, retracts this and says, no, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like his father Rabbi Yehuda. There he's liable for his mother who is not Eshet Aviv. He's liable for Eshet Aviv who is not Imoy. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda could obligate twice for his mother, who is Eshes Aviv. So Amhacha Matina Bas Eshes Aviv, Veloy Achoisei, Hu Mutar Ba. However, here we find that the daughter of his father's wife, if she's not his sister, he permitted her. There's no separate Issa of Bas Eshes Aviv. The Torah wrote it merely to teach that Achoisei applies only when her mother was proper to marry his father. This excludes a daughter through a Shifcha or a Nochris.